Meister Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Just prefacing, this Mishnah is a very difficult Mishnah, just understanding as far as the flow is concerned, the way the Rav and the Rash learned. Even the other Mefarshim that explained this is also difficult for different reasons as well. But we're just going to go with the Rav and the Rash's Shita. So, Beshamei Ormim Mifatech Umar Lega. So this part, at least, is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where at the end of the Mishnah, where we spoke about taking off Truma, that if one would plug up the jugs, it seems, there's no Machlekes there, that you have to take off Truma on each and every one. And if they were unplugged, you can take off Truma on one to all of them. So Beis Shammai Omrim Mefatech Umar Lega. So what happens if one already plugs them, and now he says, oi, I didn't take off Truma yet. What can I do to rectify the situation? I don't want to have to sell 1,000 of them to a coin at a lower price. Not only does he have to just open them, Umar Lega, he has to spill them all out into a vat, and once they combine in the vat, he can now take off Truma from all of it. Beisol says, no, all you have to do is just unplug them just like they were in the beginning. In other words, it sounds like even Beis Shammai agreed that if they were always unplugged from the beginning, like in the previous Mishnah, so you can be turned from one to the other. But the fact that they were closed, now you can't. Beisol says, so you can just unplug them and it'll be just like it always was. And once it's open, you don't have to pour them into a vat. Now you can take off Truma from one to all of them. Now, this next part of the Mishnah, this is where it gets a little tricky. So Rav says it's going on the previous halachas in the previous Mishnah, where when one seals something, and then afterwards he calls it a Shem Meiser, the Shem Meiser is typhus onto the jug itself, not just the wine. So the Mishnah says, when does that apply? So that's only when most people would sell them sealed. So the Rav explains that we had in the first perek that we see, when things are sold sealed in Yerushalayim, so the pitcher is tufel to the wine. Now, when we're saying, B'makum shedarkam kristumas, we're talking about in Yerushalayim, that in Yerushalayim, that the pitcher was tufel to the wine. We're not dealing with in Yerushalayim, we're talking about when you're outside of Yerushalayim. But the parallel, the Mishnah is telling us, B'makum shedarkam kristumas, if in Yerushalayim they would sell it, susumas, and I guess it's relevant because that's where you're going. So if in Yerushalayim it was batel, meaning it was a throw-in, they would give you the pitcher, and therefore you didn't have to just say, okay, now with Kedushas Meister I bought the pitcher, and now I have to go eat something, Kedushas Meister Sheni, in its place. Rather, we said over there it's batel in Yerushalayim because they sold it sealed, they gave it as throw-ins. And the point is so to outside Yerushalayim, when I then call it a Shem Meister Sheni after it's sealed, so here too, the pitcher is, it's kind of meiser, meaning that there's Kedushas Meiser Sheni on it. Now, the first question I had is, what do you mean? We just said that if it's in Yerushalayim, it's a throw-in. The money you're buying is not going to the pitcher. The pitcher was a throw-in. The Kedushas Meiser of the money went onto the wine. Why over here are we saying that outside of Yerushalayim, when I put Meiser Sheni in the jug and I call it a Shem Meiser, why is the pitcher now have a Kedushas Meiser? So the Teretz is that's the whole point. Is because here, I'm putting the wine into the jug, I don't care about the jug, just like in Yerushalayim, they don't think about the jugs, they're throwing. So too, I'm not focusing on the jug. I seal it up, and when I call Kedushas Meiser, I'm not just thinking about one of the items and not the other, it's stam, it's totally buttled to it. It's something that I don't think about. It's not like I'm thinking about the wine versus the pitcher, I'm just looking at the whole thing, the whole thing's Meiser Sheni. Still hard to understand, but that's what the Svara is. But in a place that they would sell it unsealed, lo yatsa kankun l'chulun. Makom shedarkin limkor psuchos is talking about Yerushalayim. If in Yerushalayim they would sell it while it was open, even though you sealed it. In other words, we're going on the previous Mishnah. B'med dvar ma'umr is on the previous Mishnah. That even though you sealed it and called it a shame meiser after you sealed it, you called it meiser sheni. Since in Yerushalayim they were makbid, they only sold it open, the pitchers were not throw-ins. Therefore, when I call it meiser sheni, even after it's plugged, lo yotze kankun l'chulun, which means there's no Kedushas Meiser Sheni. We don't say it's typhus onto the pitcher, but you don't have to eat tachas the pitcher. Because you only have in mind the wine because you are makbid. You do think about the pitcher. Mishnah continues, avalim rotze l'hachmer al atzmo limkor b'mida, but if a person wants to be machmer on himself, and he shows that he's very makbid to sell specific money for specific weight, he's very medaktik, the seller in Yerushalayim, when you're buying Meiser Sheni, like the Rav explains, when you're buying food in Yerushalayim with the money of Meiser Sheni, and the seller is being machmir, so he's similar, like we had in the first parak, to a craftsman or somebody that's makbid, that the halachas are different, that they're never throwing in the jugs. A person that makes jugs is never going to throw it in. So this guy's also very similar, he's very makbid. So therefore, yotza kan kan l'chulin. Therefore, even outside Yerushalayim, since the guy is makbid, so therefore, when you, outside of Yerushalayim, call it Meiser Sheni after it's plugged, So too, if you are an Uman and you would have done this in Yerushalayim and been Makpid, therefore Yatzah Kankan L'chulin, even outside, even in the Gvulin, even when it's plugged, you're still Makpid. The Maaser Sheni is not going to be on the jugs. You're only going to be thinking about the wine. But the way the Melech HaShlomo says, this is the Pshat Narash, which is going with the Rav that we've been saying. But either way, that's who we're talking about. And Me'ikra Din, the jug would not be included because you're Machmer. You don't have to eat Tachas, the jug, outside of Yerushalayim. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Omer L'chaveru Chavzo Ani Moichelach, Chutz Mikankanim, Yotze Kankan L'chulin. This is going on, the Rav says, explains, Peter Yushami, the previous case in the Mishnah, that if a person plugs it and calls it a Shem Meiser, so we say that it's Kaina Meiser. And even so, Rabbi Shimon says, it's only if you said Shem Meiser on the whole wine in the pitcher. But if you said it on all the wine, except for a revius of wine, and then what happened is that you decided to sell it. So you called Shem Meiser on everything except a little bit. And now you try to sell the whole thing. And then he tells his friend, I'm not sure when he's talking to his friend, he's now speaking about that specific revius, or he's still referring to all the other wine except from the revius. But he says to him, I'm selling you this except for the kankan, the jug, that I want to keep by myself because I believe that there's Meiser infused in the kankan. But the answer is he's wrong. Even so, yotza kankan l'chulin, the halacha is, according to Pshimin, it's not tafel. Even though he's making it tafel, he thinks he's speaking it out that the Meiser Sheni went in, but since in the beginning he separated a revius, he did not call the whole thing Meiser Sheni, the whole thing, he left over a revius to begin with. Therefore, it's not part of it, yotza kankan l'chulin, and it's not kind of Meiser.